Praise the Lord, saints. Our message today comes from the book of Nehemiah, chapter 6, verses 1 through 16. That's Nehemiah, chapter 6, verses 1 through 16. I am reading from the NIV Bible, and it reads as follows, and this is Nehemiah speaking. When word came to Sanballat, Tobiah, Geshem, the Arab, and the rest of our enemies that I had rebuilt the wall, and not a gap was left in it, though up to that time I had not set the doors in the gate. Sanballat and Geshem sent me this message. Come, let us meet together in one of the villages on the plain of Ono. But they were scheming to harm me, so I sent messages to them with this reply. I am carrying on a great project and cannot go down. Why should the work stop while I leave it and go down to you? Four times they sent me the same message, and each time I gave them the same answer. Then the fifth time, Sanballat sent his aide to me with the same message, and in his hand was an unsealed letter, and which was written, It is reported among the nations, and Geshem says it is true, that you and the Jews are plotting to revolt, and therefore you are building the wall. Moreover, according to these reports, you are about to become their king and have even appointed prophets to make this proclamation about you in Jerusalem. There is a king in Judah. Now this report will get back to the king, so come, let us meet together. Verse 8, I sent him this reply, Nothing like what you are saying is happening. You are just making it up out of your head. They were all trying to frighten us, thinking their hands will get too weak for the work and it will not be completed. But I prayed, Now strengthen my hands. Verse 10, One day I went to the house of Shemaiah, son of Delaliah, the son of Mattatabo, who was shut in his home. He said, Let us meet in the house of God inside the temple, and let us close the temple doors, because men are coming to kill you. By night they are coming to kill you. But I said, Should a man like me run away, or should someone like me go into the temple to save his life? I will not go. I realized that God had not sent him, but he had prophesied against me because Tobiah and Sanballat had hired him. He had been hired to intimidate me so that I would commit a sin by doing this, and then they would give me a bad name to discredit me. Remember Tobias and Sanballat, my God, because of what they have done. Remember also the prophet Noadiah, and how she and the rest of the prophets have been trying to intimidate me. Verse 15. So the wall was completed on the 25th of Elul in 52 days. When all of our nations heard about this, all the surrounding nations were afraid and lost their confidence because they realized that this work had been done with the help of God. I want to speak today on the topic, Just Do It. Let me give you some background regarding Nehemiah. Now, Nehemiah was a cupbearer to King Artaxerxes. He had heard of the plight of the exiles, Jews, who had survived and were back in Jerusalem. The wall of Jerusalem was broken and the gates had been burned. Nehemiah wept and went to God and asked for mercy on the people and favor with the king. Nehemiah wanted to rebuild the wall around Jerusalem and needed the king's permission to leave and accomplish this task. Well, God touched the king, and the king not only gave Nehemiah permission to go and rebuild the wall, but also the king wrote letters to the governors of the surrounding areas to allow Nehemiah to be safe with this venture. The rebuilding of the wall around Jerusalem was a passion of Nehemiah. Nehemiah helped the poor people by having the interest of their fields, vineyards,
olive grains and houses reduced, and anything taken due to non-payment returned to the people. The wall was being rebuilt, and when Sanballat and Tobiah heard about it, they were very much disturbed that someone had come to promote the welfare of the Israelites. This is anti-Semitism, as these men hated the Jews. Sanballat ridiculed the Jews and tried to intimidate them to have them stop working on the wall. Tobiah was just as evil toward the Jews and plotted with Sanballat against the Jews. When all their efforts failed, they decided to write these letters to Nehemiah. Now let's go back to the scriptures. In verses 2 and 4, Sanballat and Geshem had sent Nehemiah four of the same messages, requesting that he would come to meet with them. But Nehemiah told them each time that he was too busy, and he was busy with a great project and would not meet with them. So they sent him another message after that, which in essence stated that Nehemiah and the Jews were plotting to overthrow their government, which is why they were rebuilding the wall. They also accused Nehemiah of trying to become their king. Nehemiah told them that their words were all lies and they made it up to try to stop the rebuild. They also wanted to frighten the workers so that the wall would not be completed. In verse 10 and 11, Sanballat and Tobias hired Shemaiah to lure him into a trap. They wanted Nehemiah to come inside of the temple to discredit him and give him a bad reputation. Nehemiah refused and knew, due to his relationship with God, that Shemaiah was a false prophet, not sent by God, but hired by man. So Nehemiah prayed in verse 14 and asked God to remember those who opposed his mission. Despite all the efforts to stop the rebuild, the wall was completed. In verse 16, it states the following. When all of our enemies heard about this, all the surrounding nations were afraid and lost their self-confidence, because they realized that this work had been done with the help of our God. Praise God. I want to bring up a few points, if I may. The first point I want to bring up is the fact that the rebuilding the wall was a passion for Nehemiah, and he wanted to succeed at this task. Have you ever been passionate about something? I wanted to bring up point two. Nehemiah had a relationship with God. The question is, do we have a relationship with God? Point three. Nehemiah stayed in prayer and God gave him wisdom. And that is why Nehemiah knew that their intentions were evil. When you have a strong desire or passion to do something, have you ever been discouraged to not complete it? Did you have people telling you that your passion was nonsense or a waste of time? Did you pray to God about your passion? Did you seek His help to help you complete whatever goal you set for yourself? The story about Nehemiah can be used as an example in our lives. Let me give you an example in my life. You see, GLC Ministries is my passion. I have a relationship with God and seek His guidance and direction. Many have told us that we are wasting our time posting sermons on the website and that no one would be interested. Some of our posts have been rejected by Facebook, but God softened their hearts and they now allow us to post once again. We have received negative criticism regarding some of our sermons by some people in other ministries, trying to discourage us. Romans 8:31 says it all, and it reads, "What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? The God that we serve has all power in His hands, and if we put our faith and trust in Him, all things work for our good. Saints, we all have things that we are passionate about. I don't know what yours is. Mine is ministry. Yours could be business. Yours could be a passion for singing or starting your own company or anything. And if you think about it, there's been times when you've shared your passion with other people and they have brought you nothing but negativity. Let's use business as an example. Let's say you want to go out on your own and start your own business. Well, the naysayers will arrive quickly when you tell somebody that you want to leave your job and start your own business. The things that they will say is like, well, number one, you don't have enough experience to do it. You don't have enough money. You don't have enough background. You don't have enough working capital. You don't know enough. You don't. There's so many things you don't know that they tell you that you don't know, or think that they don't, that you don't know, that they will certainly bring up when you tell them that you want to start your own business. Well, you can't leave your job. You have security there, and there are so many things that they say. But you know, Nehemiah had the best answer for all that. First of all, Nehemiah had a relationship with God, okay? And because he had a relationship with God, he sought God and talked to God about his passion. He asked God, he said, you know, God, I want to rebuild this wall. You know, I want to help the people of Jerusalem. And God heard his prayer. And God answered his prayer. Even though people were trying to discredit him, telling that he was wasting his time, trying to do all these false accusations against him, trying to frighten him. All the things that happened to Nehemiah happened to us too, where people try and discourage us or discredit us or tell us we can't do it. But Nehemiah's relationship with God is the main reason why Nehemiah was able to complete his passion. Whatever your passion is, remember how Nehemiah handled it. See, Nehemiah had a relationship with God. He stayed in prayer about it and even asked God to put a lid on the negativity. Now, isn't that something? Do we ever ask God to help us, for God to help us to stop all the negativity against what we're trying to do? That's a good question. See, God answered Nehemiah's prayer, and Nehemiah was able to complete his task. All I ask is that we do the same with our passion. You know, we just need to just do it. When Nehemiah started building the wall and got all the criticism, he didn't listen. He kept saying in the back, and said, you know what, I just need to do this. When he got the fifth letter, he paid it no mind, knew they were lying, said, you know what, I just need to do this. So he finally was able to complete it. All I ask is that we do the same and not allow others to take away our passion. Folks, we just need to have our relationship with God, ask God for his help, and just do it. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, our Lord, in the name of Jesus we come. Thank you for this message. Father, we all have passions about things, Lord, and there are many critics out there trying to discourage us, trying to ruin our reputation, and just trying to not allow us to complete our passion. Well, we serve a God that is full of compassion. Father, we just ask, Lord, that you help us, whatever that is, help us to seek you on our passion, seek you on our goals, and trust you enough to know that, Lord, just like you helped Nehemiah, you can help us. You are a mighty God. We are just so blessed to have you as our Lord and Savior. Father, we just ask that this word go forth and that you be glorified in it. May those who hear it receive it, Lord. May you open their ears to hear it, their heart to receive your word. May you be glorified. Thank you for using me, Lord. I'm not worthy. I pray, Father, that you'll be glorified, and I ask everything in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.